Royals yesterday. Had a chance at the sweep. Things went south quick.
Yeah.
As Seth Lugo got his teeth kicked in the first inning. I'm going to set aside for a minute the way that that game ended being incredibly frustrating. And instead focus on the two guys who blew it for them yesterday, which were Carlos Estevez and Seth Lugo. I understand they left 1,000 runners on base, but they gave up 5 first inning runs. That's two guys you could have traded at the All-Star break. You didn't trade, and one of which you gave an extension to. And since that moment, neither of those guys are working all that well. So, like, yeah, there is part of me that thinks, is Lugo hurt? Is Estevez off? Yeah. Did you make the right decisions in not selling? All that stuff.
Yeah, so first inning was extremely frustrating. You give up 5 runs. You don't give your team a chance to win a baseball game when you do that. You're fortunate you were playing the Nationals. That's how you got in the position
to tie
it back up. And then ultimately, you should have still won that baseball game, right? I think Seth Lugo, though, second straight start allowing 7 runs, 37 pitch, 5-run first inning. You give up a grand slam to make it 5-0. Definitely concerning seeing his recent performances. Now, Q was pressed in postgame a little bit, and he was insistent that there is no injury. Basically, Seth Lugo would tell them if there was something wrong. Like, so they're insistent that there is nothing wrong. There's not at one point early this year, I believe he had a blister. Yeah. My understanding that it's not a blister issue anymore. Like there was earlier on in the season that they were at one point maybe a little concerned about. I will say this, though. You said, hey, did they make a mistake by maybe not trading him? I would say this. The Lugo trade was not just about, or our extension, I'm sorry, was not just about 2025. It is about him being in rotation still next year. Now,
if he's going to fall off, it's too early to say he's just falling off.
It's not about this. How bad next year, if he's not good, that's when it's a problem. If Seth Lugo's not good next year, it is a problem. That's how I'll judge the extension, not what he does
the final
5 weeks, even though they need him to be better. Clearly, it's not been acceptable the last couple outings, and he knows that first and foremost. I'm just saying the extension, I'm not saying, oh, 3 bad outings, the extension was a terrible idea. That, to me, would be foolish.
Yeah, I agree.
Next year is ultimately, if he struggles the rest of this year, and then next year he gets off to a bad start, then it's very obvious at that point it was a mistake. But I think it's way too early to say, oh, yeah, should have traded him. He's been bad for 3 outings. That's just like rush reaction to me ridiculousness.
People wanted to rush that reaction. Now social media is bad about that, but look, it's a couple of bad starts. I'm not going to send it into a whole panic, but this is what's been so frustrating about this team. Is they're not a bad baseball team. I've said that for a long time and I stand by that. They are just not quite good enough on offense, not quite good enough in the bullpen, not quite good enough in situational hitting. And if they were just a little bit better in those areas because of how good the starting pitching has been a majority of this year, they'd be a playoff team. They're just like, they're so close you can taste it to being a playoff team, but they continuously, like yesterday, man, you had the chance. You were down 5-0. You fought back. You had a million runners on base, and even when you're rolling into double plays in back-to-back innings, even though you had two runners on, you fought back and you got the lead and you did it. And then Estevez gave it up anyway. And you're like, ugh, really? What did you do all this? Those games are more frustrating than if they just given up 5 in the first and lost 7-1, Gold. The game became more frustrating as a loss because they gave themselves life, hope, any of the stuff that I wasn't anticipating in that start. But yeah, Seth Lugo's, he's kind of going through it right now. And there's a part that you're like, do you need to skip a start? Remember, wasn't a full-time starter for a long time. Arm fatigue stuff they used to talk about could be an issue at some point. They've kind of buried that. But I mean, I still wonder in his second year as a full-time starter if there's some part of that that eventually catches up with you. That's all. You're confused.
Yeah, someone says, why should we trade Estevez? You guys said he's the best closer ever all year. We said we liked Urseg. You guys said that wasn't right. Again, same answer to Seth Lugo. If you think that the last week for Carlos means that they should have traded him, I don't know what to tell you. I think that's, once again, a rush reaction. At the deadline, actually the day of the deadline, you and I said, based off of the return on relievers, we would have both, go back and play the audio, we can play it for you if you need it. We both said we would have been open to trading Carlos because of the return you could get. He also, though, has control for next year. So if you are basing should have traded Lugo and Carlos off of the last week and for Lugo the last 2 weeks, then you didn't want them to have them on the team anyway, and that you were waiting for an opportunity for them to struggle to say, I told you so. That's all that means to me.
Can I point out statistically they've been very similar pitchers? 2.52 ERA versus 2.82 ERA, 50 games versus 53 games, similar whips. Like they've largely been very similar pitchers from a performance standpoint. If you're just saying I'd rather have Urseg close games like yesterday, right? Where and by the way, wouldn't necessarily mean he'd pitch there still. I'm not saying you could have entertained trading Carlos then. That's why we said it. And I would say it's not too early to say, boy, should we have? But it's too early to say they're just done. As in, Luka doesn't have it anymore because he's getting roughed up. It's not too soon to look back and be like, should we have done the extension route instead of the other one? I can hem and haw and think about whether or not
you liked the extension at the time, and so did I. And yeah. That's not changing after three bad outings, is all I'm trying to say.
I wouldn't go back and undo it. I'm saying if you want to just question in your head, was that the right call at the time? This would be giving you some ammunition.
Well, that's my point, though, is like if you were dead set against them giving him an extension, then yeah, now you're coming out of the woodwork all of a sudden trying to say that, see, I told you, but you were off, not you, but you were awfully quiet for the prior couple weeks. My point is like Seth Lugo, if he struggles the rest of this season and gets off to a bad start yet next year, then yeah, it'll clearly be a mistake. I just don't believe in the idea of, hey, the extension happens. It seemed like a pretty damn good extension financially. And now he's had three bad outings and we're supposed to now freak out and act like it was the worst decision they've ever made. I just don't operate that way. You guys have listened to this show for almost 6 years now. I like to think that we don't overreact to things, and I certainly don't. And so whatever my take was 3 weeks ago about an extension for a player, 3 weeks later, I don't just all of a sudden flip. That's just not how I operate. And so I still feel it was the correct extension. If he sucks the rest of the year, we can have a conversation. But it's been three freaking outings.